Yes, we also received questions on multiple discrimination, and there the focus has mainly been on matters of immigrants and persons with disabilities. So last year, the Immigration Development Fund had special emphasis on tackling or researching projects that handle about multiple discrimination, and several interesting projects were supported and are ongoing today, such as research on financial inclusion of immigrants, residential segregation in the capital area, and marginalization of immigrant youth. And then some additional information regarding people with disabilities were 22 research by the Social Science Research Institute on labor participation of people with disabilities found that 55% of participants were active on the labor market and 35% of participants worked in segregated workplaces, and more than a quarter reported that they were not in education, employment, rehabilitation or training. And this indicated the need for a change to promote further labor participation among this group and focus on preventing discrimination and possible multiple discrimination. As mentioned yesterday, it is the Directorate of Labor that is responsible for organization of labor market measures for people with disabilities, including special support for job seekers. The recent legislative amendments on the legislation on social security and social assistance entail, among other things, that individuals who are assessed with 26 to 50% capacity for work and receive partial disability benefits can request assistance from the Directorate of Labour for job search support. At the same time, they can receive an active activity grant, so that the total amount of payment equals the full disability pension for up to 24 months. The Directorate of Labour must also provide these individuals with special personalised support in their job search. The Icelandic authorities are also introducing various active labour market policies to focusing on increasing job opportunities for persons with disabilities, as well as receiving reviewing existing ALMPs, such as recruitment grants for employers that recruit individuals with disabilities. And the Directorate of Labour has launched a pilot project aimed at increasing part-time jobs opportunities for people with varying work capacities. The project is carried out in collaboration with OBI Rights Association and supports the implementation of an inclusive workplace culture for people with varying work capacities. It is modeled after initiatives from the United Nations Disability Inclusion Strategy, where focus efforts have been made to create inclusive workplaces for individuals with different work capacities. To begin with, the project focuses on the Ministry of Social Affairs and Labour and its institutions, as well as one rural municipality. But in the future, it is expected that the project can be implemented in other ministries and institutions following the same approach. Thank you.